Good morning. Welcome to St. James Westminster. I have a couple of announcements this morning, as you can imagine from my props. But before we get onto my announcements, are there any announcements from the community today? Seeing none. All right. Let's start with the calendar. Happy Father's Day. Thank you to all the fathers who are here instead of somewhere else today. It is good to be together. It is also National Indigenous Peoples Day today, and I think that there are events throughout the city that you could check out. It is also National Indigenous Day of Prayer, so you will notice a few changes in our liturgy this morning to reflect the emphasis we are placing on Indigenous people and the wisdom that they share with us. I also have some thanks to give out to John and his incredible team for the great barbecue we had last week. Thank you so much. They had to reschedule and reorganize everything because of the rain, so it was a fair bit of work. Thank you so much to everyone who helped out. Thanks also to everyone who is sitting in the blue chairs this morning. This is exciting. And finally, I have a big thanks to share with you that is overdue from the kids who come to Camino. That is my big thank you card that I'm holding in my hands. We gather every Wednesday throughout the school year. We play, we eat, we learn about God. And that is possible because you all give us space and time to do that. So thank you so much for your generosity. It makes a big difference in these children's lives. And with that, let us stand for our opening hymn.
Your sons and
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you,
and worthy of
your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Creator God, from you every family in heaven and earth takes its name. You have rooted and grounded us in your covenant love and empowered us by your Spirit to speak the truth in love and to walk in your way towards justice and wholeness. Mercifully grant that your people, journeying together in partnership, may be strengthened and guided to help one another grow into the full stature of Christ, who is our light and our life. Amen. Please be seated for the proclamation of the word.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Philippians. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Do not worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, beloved, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is pleasing, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, and if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Keep on doing the things that you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, and the God of peace will be with you. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The heavens declare the glory of God. And the firmament shows the handiwork of the Lord. One day tells its tale to another, and one night imparts knowledge to another. Although they have no words or language, and their voices are not heard, their sound has gone out into all lands, and their message to the ends of the world. In the deep has God set a pavilion for the sun. It comes forth like a bridegroom out of his chamber. It rejoices like a champion to run its course. It goes forth from the outermost edge of the heavens and runs about to the end of it again. Nothing is hidden from its burning heat. The law of the Lord is perfect and revives the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure and gives wisdom to the innocent.
The statutes of the Lord are just and rejoice the heart. The commandments of the Lord is clear and is light to the eyes.
The Lord be with you. The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks ahead of me, because he was before me.' From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. The law indeed was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. It is God, the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made him known." The Gospel of Christ.
Please be seated. Well, it happened again. You know, this happens to me on occasion. I began looking at the scriptures appointed for today a couple of days ago, and the more that I read and the more that I learned, the more amazed I became. It was Paul's letter to the Philippians that got me this week. So I apologize in advance. There's a fair bit of information in this morning's sermon. Philippi was in Greece. It was the first church that Paul founded in what we would now call Europe. And in his letter to this church in Philippi, Paul is urging them to remain united, to remain humble in the face of resistance. Resistance and sometimes persecution from their neighbors. Paul was encouraging them to be faithful in the midst of suffering and to allow the good news of Jesus to shape their lives, to never be led away from the truth that they know in Jesus. And then at the close of his letter, Paul lists out virtues, attributes that we can all keep in mind as we discern what is of God and what is not. And Paul encourages the people to look for what is true and honorable, just and pure, pleasing, commendable, excellent, and worthy of praise. It's a good list. Solid list. But it is a list that the people in Philippi might have been very surprised to read. Because Paul didn't get this list from the Hebrew scriptures. He didn't hear it from other followers of Jesus. Paul has received this list of attributes from Greek philosophy and ethics. Paul is comforting these people who are being persecuted by their Greco-Roman neighbors, and he commends a tool from the Greco-Roman tradition to help the church remain faithful to Christ. This is not the first, nor will it be the last time that Paul has seen the good, seen the truth, seen that God is at work in traditions that fail to see the truth in the story of Jesus. And he's not the only one who has urged Christians throughout the years to remember that God is the creator of all. And so we can and we should look for points of connection and areas of similarity between us and those outside the church. Archbishop Desmond Tutu frequently called the church to do better at recognizing the good in other religions and traditions. And he pointed to this morning's gospel reading, reminding us that Jesus is the light of the world, the light who enlightens everyone. In fact, Archbishop Tutu said on several occasions that we can revel and rejoice in Christ the Messiah, standing firm in our faith and traditions. We can accept and acknowledge that there are real points of disagreement between different religions and traditions, and we can still learn from others and acknowledge the truth when we hear it, because God has made us all. Today is National Indigenous Day of Prayer, and our primate, Shane, and presiding elder, Chris, recently wrote that today is a day to celebrate the many expressions of Anglicanism in Indigenous communities across Canada. Today is a day to recognize the rich spiritual traditions of Indigenous people in the millennia before Christians arrived. Today is a day to acknowledge painful truths and recommit to the shared work of healing, right relationship, and renewed life in Christ. Friends, my people, my family, came to North America over 300 years ago. And I cannot help but wonder how things might have been then, how things might be now, if my family, along with the many others who came with them, had taken Paul's urging a little more seriously. If they had looked for what was compatible instead of seeming to focus only on the differences between themselves and the Indigenous people of Turtle Island. And I wonder what good could come today if we recommit ourselves to looking for the good in others, not watering down our faith or pretending that every religion ultimately says the same thing, but by simply being open to hearing what God has taught others. In 2019 at General Synod, then Primate Fred Hiltz delivered an apology for spiritual harm, a formal apology for the church's role in residential schools and colonialism, focusing on the spiritual abuses and harm that Indigenous people have suffered. It's a powerful apology. It's available to read or watch if you are curious. And in it, Archbishop Hiltz commends the seven grandfather teachings to the church. And I could not help but think of them as I studied Philippians. The seven grandfather teachings are the guiding principles that the Anishinaabe people were given by Creator to help them live good lives. Love, truth, wisdom, humility, respect, the courage to live with integrity, even in the face of negative consequences, and honesty. Finally, beloved, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is pleasing, whatever is commendable, if there is anything excellent, and if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Keep on doing the things that you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, and the God of peace will be with you. Amen. Please stand as you are able, and let us confess the faith of our baptism as we say, I believe in God, the
Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, the Holy Son, Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body.
Please adopt a position of prayer.
Please join in the response. Lord of hosts, we put our trust in you. Lord Jesus, your light penetrates the secrets of our hearts. Be at the center of your church, that we may love you above everything else. Give us grace to walk in newness of life. Lord of hosts,
we put our trust in you.
Lord Jesus, your love exposes both deeds of darkness and light. Drive away the fear that oppresses and demeans. Give courage to those in authority to defend and uphold the good of all. Lord of hosts,
we put our trust in you.
Lord Jesus, you hold everyone precious in your sight. Look with compassion on all who are marginalized and rejected. Raise up all who suffer reproach and shame for your sake. Lord of hosts,
we put our trust in you.
Lord Jesus, you show great love towards all who call upon you. Keep watch over them. Gladden the hearts of your servants in their need. We think today especially of Kate, Terry, Christine, Beverly, Brian, Cheryl, Imelda, Sally, Mary, Curtis, Rita, Kate and Norm, Jimmy and family, Charles and family. Lord of hosts,
we put our trust in you.
Lord Jesus, raised from the dead, you die no more. Hear us as we remember in this faith and love those who have died. As you break the hold of death, so may we come to share your life in glory. Lord of hosts,
we put our trust in you.
Dear friends in Christ, God is steadfast in love and infinite in mercy. God welcomes sinners and invites them to this table. Let us confess our sins, confident in God's forgiveness. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you, thought, word, and deed,
by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways.
Almighty God, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Please stand. My friends, the peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Thank you.
Creator, you bless us with many good gifts returned to you from your creation. Feed us with the bread of life, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Please be seated. The Lord be with you.
And also
with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
Blessed are you, gracious God, creator of heaven and earth. Today you have gathered us together in this Eucharistic feast that we may be renewed in love, joy, and peace. Now with all creation we lift our voices to proclaim the glory of your name. We give thanks to you, Lord, our God, for the goodness and love you have made known to us in creation, in calling Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all, in the word made flesh, Jesus, your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, a death he freely accepted, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, Father, according to his command, we remember his death, we proclaim his resurrection, we await his coming in glory, and we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son in his sacrifice, that we, made acceptable in him, may be sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, reconcile all things in Christ and make them new, and bring us to that city of light where you dwell with all your children. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation. By whom, and with whom, and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory are yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. The gifts of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Sweet the rains do fall, sunlit from heaven, like the first dew fall on the first grass. Praise for the sweetness of the wet garden, sprung in complete. Where his feet pass. When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be, let it be. And when the broken-hearted people living in the world agree, there will be an answer, let it be. For though they may be parted, there is still a chance that they will see. There will be an answer, let it be. Let it be, let it be, let it be, oh, let it be. There will be an answer, let it be. Let it be, let it be, let it be, oh, let it be. Whisper words of wisdom, let it be. Night is cloudy, there is still a light that shines on me. Shine until tomorrow, let it be. I wake up to the sound of music. Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be.
Great Creator, you have fed us with bread from heaven. Continue to renew us in your truth, to give light to our minds, strength to our bodies, and seal us with your Holy Spirit. We ask this in Christ's name. Amen. Glory to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. My friends, go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.